Who the hell picked this song? Heavy Metal Chris?
Landfill.
He did.
This sounds like Heavy Metal Chris.
Landfill picked this.
Is this your go-to, Chris?
Yeah, don't blame me for the Eagles. No, man.
Is this the Eagles?
No. I don't. This is not my pick. I'm just going to say that.
How do you feel about the Eagles, Chris?
That's just kind of boring boomer music, man. I don't know. It's like elevator music.
You know who's the Eagles are his favorite band by a wide stretch?
Who?
Chris Russell.
I can buy that. Listening to this song, that is Chris Russell.
I like the way Heavy Metal Chris.
Chris Russell is an old crooner.
Chris described it as boring boomer music.
He's an old crooner.
Let's start with Chris since we got him today. Chris, how you feeling about this Jaden situation? What do you think should happen Sunday, and how comfortable are you with Marcus Mariota?
I'm fine with Mariota if he needs to start. Of course, I'd love to see Jaden play. I think the Caleb matchup is pretty fun just as a fan of football just to watch. But if he's not ready to go, I don't think they should be forcing him. You know, this isn't like we need this win and, you know, our season rides on it or nothing. So if he's not ready to go, let him sit. It's all right. I'm not gonna cry over it in 2 weeks. You know, it doesn't matter. So I'd love to see him play, though, if he can. You know, I don't think.
Yep. I think that's the ultimate thing, Chris. If he can play, play. But all these people that act like, oh, Lord, we can't let him play. You got to hold this guy. Bruh, this is football. And most people are never 100%. And football players don't think like fans. Coaches understand football players are different than fans.
How about, I mean, not to make a comp, but it sure looks like Tua's going to come back and play this week. And
a lot of people say they want about that.
Well, the whole world was like, oh, my God, he's got to retire. That football players, you know what they do? They play football, and they don't – there's a different mindset. And so I do think we all need to wrap our minds around if Jaden says he can go and he's medically cleared and DQ and Cliff and Peters and everybody watches him and says, yo, he's good, he's going to play.
I think people think –
he can't be 110%.
I think people think when you start saying – when we start asking the question, you know, do you want him to play, they think we're just saying he got to play because I can give a damn about a matchup with somebody. I care about if he can play, go out and play. I don't care about the matchup with Caleb Williams. I have never mentioned on this radio about the matchup with Caleb Williams. I care about if he's healthy or he can go, he can go. Don't worry about that matchup. If people that are thinking about the matchup or think that people are making decisions about the matchup are the fans. Not a coach in this building has thought about that damn matchup.
Well, they've thought about the matchup in what do they do on third down. They're watching tape.
They're not thinking about Caleb against right. Jaden. As Dan always says, just like 2 weeks ago, he did not play against Lamar. He played against the defense.
Right.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. They act as if because we're discussing it, we're trying to force something. No. I said it from the beginning. If he can go, he can go. If he can't, he can't. That's it. It's no cut and dry with it. And this about, well, you got to make sure he's 100%. Ain't nobody 100% ever. But the ultimate thing is, just like you think he can get hurt because something happened, he can get hurt at 100%. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So let's stop that, man.
I think the odds are he's probably not playing this week, but if he does, don't think that there's someone being irresponsible.
No.
Let's let Parrothead Drew kick things off from the Eastern Shore. Drew, what do you want to see this weekend? How comfortable are you in Marcus?
So there's kind of two things that are different this year that are influencing my decision and thought process on this. One is I trust the leadership of this team. So, you know, that goes a long way. What they say, I'm going to ride with because I believe in them and they've been doing a great job. And the second is, you know, I'm always an optimistic fan. I was looking for double-digit wins this year, but I had 5-3 as being a good mark after this game, and we've got a lock on that. Would I like to be 6-2? Absolutely. But this game is not as critical as it's been in the past at week 8 for us. So we got some flexibility. You know, for what I'm doing, I'm packing my Jaden Daniels and my black Terry McLaurin jersey to the game, and I'll make a game time decision based on what the team's healthy, and I'll be happy either way.
Smart man. You'll be in the battle blacks, Drew.
Got you, bro.
Thanks, dude. Perfect. Good call. I believe this is Gearfax. Is this Jeremiah in Fairfax that we call Gearfax? Is that you, sir?
It is. It is Gearfax. That was a classic Jeff move right there, misspelling Fairfax. But good to be on the show. Good to talk to y'all. I think y'all did a good job acknowledging the obvious part. if Jaden's good to go, obviously everyone wants to see him play, but a football player will never be 100%. So in this situation, if it's up to me and he's 50-50, I am not a Commanders fan at heart, so I have a less emotional perspective on this. You were projected and would be happy with 7, 8, 9 wins at the beginning of the season. You're already well on track for that. He's still got 4 years left on his rookie deal. Do not rush this kid if he's still a little more banged up than he should be. You don't need a Joe Burrow situation where he was hurt a little bit earlier in the year, not the best O-line. Bang, there goes his ACL. Like, just don't rush anything. When he's good enough to play by his standards, he won't be 100%. Let him play. It's as simple as that. You got 4 more years on a rookie deal. Let the kid do his thing. Thank you.
See, that's the thing about what Drew just stated. Drew just stated he trusts the people, the decision makers. So anybody to call in and act like the decision makers are rushing him to play, you're fooling yourself. They're not going to make a move that's going to put him in jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but for those also on the other side who think you got to wrap him in some damn bubble wrap just because he did get hurt a little bit, you're tripping too. Right? Because the ultimate thing is in every play, for 14 years, even before, every time I went on the field, I understood I could get hurt. But I did not go out there and run slower or run softer. I ran harder. You know why? Because if you're going full speed, you rarely won't get hurt. But little odd things happen. And it doesn't stop anything.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How comfortable are you if Mariota is the QB this weekend? Landfill, I want to ask you that exact question, dude. Where are you at on the Jaden versus Mariota, who's going to play? And if it is Marcus, how comfortable are you?
Personally, I think it's going to be Mariota. I think that the kind of signals that we're getting are that Jaden's probably not going to be healthy enough to play. I do feel confident in the current leadership of the team that if Jaden plays, he's healthy. You know, in some previous years, I feel like they would have rushed a guy back just to have him back. But I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think that if Jaden plays, it'll be because he's healthy. But I think that Marcus is going to start. And after watching him last week, I feel good. I feel confident. I feel like they'll have a shot at winning. They'll have a decent chance if Marcus plays.
I do too. I mean, the Bears' defense is quite good. I think that's what folks got to be aware of here. They've got good pass rush. They've got good secondary. And the Bears' defense will be good regardless of who they're playing,
yeah,
right?
True.
And I think the way Washington runs the football, though, gives them a chance against anybody.
That would be a test for the Bears.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the way the Commanders have run the football this season will give them a chance against anybody, and I think you don't get away from that. And I think the way Mariota played last week, honestly, like, Marcus didn't look great in training camp throughout, and then he missed about a month and was put on IR. Mm-hmm. He missed the first four, and I think a lot of folks that have watched camp and all the throws were pretty surprised by how well he performed against the Panthers. And so I think there's a lot of positive momentum for him to keep going. And just his vibe is such that he is relaxed and understands that, you know, he's not living and dying with every throw. And, uh-huh, and I think there's probably a level of comfort in not – he's not the guy here. And he's aware of the situation. He's not competing for more snaps. You know what I mean? Like, he's brought here to come in if he needs to and perform and run the offense. And if not, you know, he's in a support role and in the quarterback room.
Yeah. Listen, man. The way I am about this whole topic is I think we're beating a dead horse. We've said everything you could possibly say. But you talk about things that are stories, and it's a story that's out there, and people are asking questions either way. Those want him to play, those don't want him to play. Those that think it's because, well, we got to see the matchup, those that don't give a damn about the matchup. But you're going to have to discuss it. If it was up to me, I would discuss anything because this is the reason, because the people that are in charge are doing nothing to jeopardize him.
Yeah.
You know, once you understand that, then the rest of it, I don't care. I don't care what the people outside this building are thinking. I don't care what fans that we got to see this matchup. We ain't got to see a damn thing. You know? I don't care about all that stuff. But the ultimate thing is once you trust the people, and I said this since we also, you stated it early this year. The number one thing is
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To hire Peters.
Yep.
When they hired Peters, we done. If that's the number one, then done. You let the man go do his job. But, yes, every one of us that has a computer, a phone, a mic, or fingers, we think we know more than the man that's doing the job. I don't think I know more than the man that's doing the job. I will give my opinions based off of what I think. I will tell you little things about how guys think. But the decision makers are not nobody on the thread or anybody doing the show.
You don't think it's somebody on the thread?
That's going to make a decision?
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
You don't think the chat is in charge
no,
of
I'm
going
to give you the Whitney Houston. Hell to the no.
Mama Stu's always a great caller. Mama, how comfortable are you in Marcus, and what do you want to see happen on Sunday?
I'm fairly confident in him because you don't really have to change the playbook too much. I mean, we saw that Sunday. I was at the game Sunday, so, you know, it took him a little bit the first, you know, couple of drives to get going. But after that, I mean, he was cooking. And he yep. is a well-oiled machine as far as being a veteran. And, you know, and I trust Cliff Kingsbury to call a good game. So I think we got a fair shot. I'm not too concerned on terms of, like, starting Jaden or not. You know, I'm with Brian. Like, if he can go, let him go. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, because it's not so much about, you know, Caleb versus Jaden. That's for the NFL and ratings and money and all that kind of stuff. I don't care about that. I care that we got this guy for like 10, 15 years. And who you never know. You may still get to see it, them in the playoffs. If we both make the playoffs, we may end up getting to see it. And that's when the real deal go down. So I'm not too concerned. If he's not, you know, if he's at 90% and his pain tolerance and all that stuff is okay, and you feel like he can go, let him go. But if not, I'm fine with whatever they do. I trust the brain trust. These guys have made smart decisions to this point, and based on what we've seen in the past as far as the players, like with Brian Robinson, he could have played against the Ravens, but they kept him out. They had another player that went down.
I think that's a good comp, too. I mean, yeah. Dorrance Armstrong, they haven't pushed back. Now, it's different. These aren't quarterbacks we're talking about.
Yeah.
But they have been very cautious with injuries, kind of thinking big picture. Thank you, Mama. Great call there. Let's sneak in Devon at Rockville here because he's got a different thought. Devon, how are you, bud?
What's up, family? I think he's going to play for the simple fact of BQ preaches dog AFS mentality. And if all our speculations is right and it is just a pain threshold, like Big Bro been saying all week, if it's just a pain threshold, that it should be solely up to Jaden how much pain he can tolerate. It shouldn't be, I know you can tolerate it, but let's just sit you out one more week. Like, I don't think that doesn't embody dog AFS mentality right there. And I don't think that if it was bruised, broken, or really hurt bad, then they would have already ruled him out. And by that BQ saying he has to put his eyes on him and see, he didn't even practice yesterday. He's still been going through his treatment. So I think long as JD 85 can throw and still run and not compromise himself, I think he's going to play. And I think like Big Bro also said, he played with cracked ribs and balled. And he was able to lift his arms and everything right after the game. Like, so it is probably just the pain. He's been resting. I think he's going to want to play. It's not about the Caleb Williams. He wants to go out there and show his team, too. Look, everybody been saying I'm too little. I'm tough as nails, though, and I'm going to put it out there on the line for my team. If he was really, really hurt, I don't think he would subject himself and put his team in a bad spot just to go prove something. I just don't think. I think by Mariota, though, playing the way that he did play, does give a little cushion and say, okay, we can let – but I don't like that. We can just let this week go. No, you go out there to win every game, and if he's available to play, man, go ball, man.
Good call. All right, brother. Thank you, Devon. If he's able to play, medically cleared, coaches like what they see, all that, play. I just don't know that you're going to get there this week, and that's okay, too. Like, I don't – Mariota's not as good as Jaden, but I don't see a bad option because I think Mariota can run this offense. And yeah. I think – honestly, I don't know that we played this. I think I tweeted it out. Zach Ertz in the post-game locker room on Sunday, he wasn't led to this, but he referenced it that when – did Ertz go to Stanford? I'm almost positive he went to Stanford. When Ertz was in college, he said they played against Mariota when he was in college. Yeah, mm-hmm. Ertz was at Stanford. I think it was Harbaugh coaching back then. And he said he had never seen anything like Mariota as an opposing quarterback when he was running that Oregon offense.
Oh, yeah. He was unbelievable in college.
Right. And then he said, watching Marcus run our offense reminded me of Marcus in college.
Yeah.
Because it's just, there's a lot of freedom for the quarterback. There's a lot of movement. And I don't know that he's going to replicate I think he completed 73% of his passes, over 200 passing yards in about three quarters with two touchdowns and another 30 yards on the ground. I don't know that he's going to replicate that. But there are situations in the NFL when the backup comes in and you're dead. Mm-hmm. The backup comes in and you got no chance to win the game. That happens around the league. I don't think this is one of those scenarios.
I don't know if he can replicate it, but I can tell you this. The fact that he did it, I know he can. If he had never done it, then I wouldn't sit up here and have no hope. But he did it in that situation. You know what I mean? So he's shown now, yes, you may not believe, but it's in me somewhere. And just like Cliff runs his offense, he makes sure the quarterback is comfortable running the stuff that they're running. If they goes into a game like that, I got confidence in him.
Let's check out our guy, E.T. E.T., what you got? You cool with Mariota?
No, man. I'm worried about number 98 for the Bears. Everybody talking about Caleb. I'm worried about you. I'm a little late coming on the show. Anybody talk about Sweat?
Nobody's mentioned Sweat yet.
Nope.
I mean, let Jacob heal. We good. And I don't want to hear no quarterback controversy because he's the man. So,
man, well, you ain't going to hear that. So yeah. That's a waste of time. Everybody discussed that one.
Right. And then, you know, with the old regime, you know, when RGP hurt, he didn't want Kurt to come in. That's the reason he played. I think he let RG3, you know, RG3 had that old Snyder pool too, so.
Yeah, there's none of that now. Man. Especially, I mean, those guys were both rookies. There's none of that now.
So, yep.
But hey, you're worried about Sweat thing, in this game, huh?
I'm not.
Man, Sweat's it's a revenge game now. You remember that now? Did they treat him right for
the Montez Sweat revenge game?
People say that, but not every time you play an old team, you basically get revenge.
What, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna play his. You know, Brian. He's gonna play his heart out. Against his old team.
He's going to try his best to play. And he and Chase together got four sacks.
Sweat so far has 2.5 sacks through six games.
Chase got 1.5. And Fowler has 4 sacks and an interception for the touchdown.
Yeah, I think you got to be cognizant of Sweat in this game. I'm not knocking that.
I'm not going to revenge game worrying about Sweat.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.